You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family, and welcome to The Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered The Power Zone with DU. It is a pleasure to have you join us on this evening. If you are a first-time listener, we appreciate you. We want you to enjoy tonight's show and check out the archives from some of our prior episodes and share them with your network. If you are a returning listener, we appreciate you just the same, and we invite you as well to share them with your social media networks and tell everybody the Power Zone is the place to be Wednesday night at 10 p.m. That said, family, I am excited about this evening's show. We have been away for a couple of months, and we are returning, bringing you some exciting, intellectual, informative conversation that will help you advance personally and professionally. We're doing things a little different on this evening. We actually have 3 great segments. We have our spotlight segment that's usually geared towards community. Then we have our author segment and our entrepreneur segment. So sit back and get ready to enjoy 3 great professionals that will come on the Power Zone with DU and definitely entertain and educate some of you as it relates to your personal goals. We'll be right back after this break, and then we'll dive right into our very first segment. Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Evening, family, and welcome back. You have re-entered the Power Zone with Darlene A. Anderson. And as I stated, this show would be awesome. I am excited about our guest that we have on the call for this evening. Well, let me change that. Our guest. We have an all-star lineup for you, and this is our very first guest. This young lady, I am just overly joyed to have her on the call for this evening. You know, they say there is a law of attraction, which I'm sure most of you can relate to or have heard someone say in the past. And I went out to a networking event a couple of weeks ago, giving big shout out to Networking Works with Alicia Goodrich and Tyrone Brown. They're doing big things out in Dumbo, New York every month. Family, log on to the page and get the link to Networking Works. It's a spectacular event and an opportunity for you to come out every month and meet dynamic entrepreneurs, and not just really to sell yourself, not sell your services or products, but really look to see who you can link with, who you can partner with, collaborate with, get a reference from to extend your services and or products. So again, networking works is a great opportunity to come out and kind of mess with other like-minded people. This young lady, I feel I was destined to meet. I am from East New York, Brooklyn. She does something great every year out in East New York. I have been encouraged to meet her for years. So to go to networking work and sit and talk with her, and then not to find out later on, because, you know, like-minded people, we draw to one another. We're talking, and then I found out about her company and who she is. I said, oh, my God, I was told to meet you years ago. So that is the law of attraction. What you want or where you should go to will definitely come to you. You don't have to push yourself for it. It'll just draw. You'll connect to that person or thing. So this young lady, I'm speaking about no other than Miss Afenya Rotney. Afenya, welcome to the Power Zone.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be on.
No problem. We're glad to have you on. It's awesome to have you on the show. We're going to dive into some great things, and we're going to let our listeners learn a little bit more about your products and services and what you do and how you're definitely making a difference within the community of East New York, Brooklyn. Which I will say, you know, you guys know how I love my Brooklyn. There's nothing that I love more than Brooklyn than East New York. So to have a person on the call, a professional, a mom, a businesswoman, somebody that's really doing great things in her community, she's an activist. It is awesome to have her on the call this evening. And family, this show is not meant just for you to listen to. It's meant for you to take action and to share. So thank you again, Afenya, for being on the show as we give great information and insight to our listeners. So let's dive into who you are first.
Okay, sure. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I am a mother of two, and I have one on the way. I am a wife to an awesome husband and partner. He is also a part of our business. He does our DJing services, and he's the creative brand of Umoja Events. Basically, you know, we run and organize an event planning business. The name being Umoja Events, and Umoja is Swahili for unity, because we feel like in everything that we do, we're bringing people together, whether it's a wedding or a community event or even a funeral. It's always the goal is to bring people together in a like-minded, high spirit at the end of the day. And similarly, that's where, you know, our Juneteenth event comes from.
Thank you. That was well said. And you actually dive right into it, which is great, because I'm right here jumping in my seat about Umoja Events. And I want to speak to that a little bit. Umoja Events, they are known throughout, not just Brooklyn, but the NYC for great party planning and balloon decor. Some of your sample family, if you're logged into your emails or devices right now, please check out Umoja Events. That's UMOJAEvents.com. They do great event planning and, again, balloon decor. So Umoja is also infamous for Juneteenth. And Juneteenth is an event that happens in East New York every year around Father's Day weekend. Can we speak to Juneteenth? And I've had the pleasure of going around once or twice. It was phenomenal. Shout out to Lenny Moore, who is a part of your hosting production team, correct?
Yes, yes. Lenny has been with us since the beginning, actually. So we've been doing Juneteenth in East New York now for 6 years at Gershwin Park on Linden Boulevard and Vermont Street. We block off the Vermont Street, the entire street, and we have the entire park. Things for the day start off with a basketball tournament, a father-son basketball shootout. Then we do activities. We open up with the marching band, and of course we have to give honor and glory to our father. So we do a prayer to cover us in the park. And then we also have someone opened up with the National Black Anthem at the park. We have the marching bands come out and do some steps and some awesome, really waking everybody up and getting everybody going for the day. And then we have over 100 vendors that are in the community and from the New York City and wider area that are vending and showcasing their items and stuff. We have about 50 to 75 nonprofit organizations that are giving out materials. They're doing blood pressure screenings. They're doing different trainings on how to eat healthy and actually doing tastings on showing you different foods that you can put together that would be better for your health and for your diet. We have an aerobics group that comes out and is on the field, on the football field, showing people how to do activities with your family, you know, your husband, your wife, your children.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be something that's just for you, you know, make it a holistic thing. The whole idea, again, because, you know, we are Emoja, the unity, is about how do we bring people together? How do we bring families together? You know, everybody's going to parties, and, you know, that's where we kind of started, you know, years ago with doing parties, and it's been going into the family way now. It's like, there are not many things that you can do with your children. So that's kind of the idea of where this came from. Where do you get to do something with your children? And it's actually fun and safe. And it's local.
There are a lot of great individuals that you will find out there. I have to acknowledge Elizabeth Madison of Weight Loss Transformation. Family, I know you've heard me speak about Elizabeth a couple of times, and Elizabeth was our very first guest on the show back in 2014
awesome.
When we launched the Power Zone with DU. And Elizabeth and I go way back, even as far as corporate. She is amazing, and it was an honor to have her on the show. You will find her out there. I'm not sure she'll be returning, but family, check out Elizabeth Madison, Weight Loss Transformation. She is an individual that Albina is speaking to about people coming out and really getting involved about transforming communities and families. Great. And then Utopia Network Inc. will be out there as well this year and will be speaking to community services and linkage and really helping individuals and or their families maintain healthy and productive independent living. So that is awesome. That's what it's really all about. Let's speak a little bit about let's go beyond Umoja event planning. Juneteenth, because there's a story behind Juneteenth, correct?
Yes, there is.
Okay, can we speak to that a little bit?
So the history itself of Juneteenth and how it came to pass. Juneteenth is the emancipation of slavery. It is and it started in Texas, in Galveston, Texas. So it was basically everyone else in the North was free, and everybody was starting to, you know, matriculate and to get into finding jobs and things of that nature. And the South still did not hear a word. And it wasn't until what they considered to be Juneteenth, which was June 19th, that the word was actually delivered to those in the South, the Southern area. And when they found out, they decided to have a party. And to really celebrate that they were free.
Yes.
Because, you know, back in the days, how we communicated was through music, song, and dance. So as people continued to party and that word continued to move forth, and it went through basically the teens of June, it spread. So we've kind of reclaimed that, and, it's, you know, we've had, this is a party, so to speak, but we reclaimed it and we said, okay, we're going to use that term and we're going to educate our community about themselves, about their health. So it's a celebration, you know, like of welcoming people to this thought. So this year, our thought is about domestic abuse. So we're talking and celebrating those who have gone through domestic abuse or domestic violence, and also explaining that domestic abuse is not just a male being abusing a female. There are different forms of it. There are females that abuse males. There are children that abuse their parents.
Mm-hmm.
There are senior citizens that get abused and vice versa. And then that also goes into abuse in the school with peer-to-peer abuse and, you know, children, you know, in relationships that are being abused as well. So it's a lot that kind of goes into what abuse is and what domestic abuse is. Domestic just means that it's someone that you know or you're familiar with. So people don't really look at it in those areas. So our point for this year for Juneteenth is really educating the community about what domestic violence is, how to look out for it, how to support or help someone that is going through it, resources for people who might already be going through it and not sure how to get out of it. So all of those kind of things. But in a fun and lighthearted way, we'll be educating people. We'll have questions at different tables that people can win prizes for. We'll also have games and activities for the kids. We have Home Depot that'll be out there doing workshops. We have a climbing wall. We have the fire department that brings out a smoke house that kind of educates people on if there's a fire, how to kind of maneuver in your house for that. And then we also have people that will be on the field doing games and activities with the kids as far as like three-legged races and teaching them how to do football and things of that nature.
That's great. You mentioned something, and I want to say, oftentimes we as, especially someone, again, that has grown up in East New York and went to George Gershwin, which was then JHS 166, and then it went to IS 166. We just know it as Gersh, who went to Gersh and graduated, went to Gersh, I believe, from 7th and 8th grade, I did at Gershwin. There are a lot of surrounding housing complexes around those areas. Some of us just know them as projects around those areas. So Workman, Linden, Boulevard, then you have Pink Houses, Cypress up the way. You were talking about the fire department. Usually, you don't get those classes and those tips as if you would live in maybe a management building or you owned your own home or your family owned their own home. But even if you live in New York City housing, those classes are very important because there are so many preventive measures that go beyond just having a smoke detector that you can take, cooking on the stove, having, they encourage everybody to have fire extinguishers no matter where you live. You can live in a block. You should have a fire extinguisher. So some of those things this community really doesn't get to learn about unless they come out to events like this. So congratulations for making these things possible.
Thank you. I don't do it alone. I have a team of people that are completely awesome. And as you, you know, had mentioned earlier, Lenny is a part of that team and his group, the Alarm Show, that airs on Sundays at 1 o'clock. So they do a great job at really bringing in people and keeping them engaged and offering suggestions and really keeping the team as seamless as possible throughout the day. And then we also have our DJs, DJ Fane and DJ Basics, who are keeping us musically inclined for the day and just really keeping everybody active. And then, of course, my Emoji Events team, that comes out in droves. All of our volunteers and people and beyond come out to really support the vendors and the patrons for that day.
Awesome. And yes, acknowledgments again to Mr. Lenny Moore of the Alarm Show. Lenny is another dear friend. I call him a friend, not just a business affiliate. The Law of Attraction, our reference again, is amazing. I came out of a business building one day, and Mr. Moore was standing on the corner, and he's just like, he's a jack of all trades, but he does everything. He has his own business, he has a studio now, he does mentorship, and when I say studio, not just the Alarm Show, but Lenny is doing it in his own studio, downtown Brooklyn. He has a great production team himself, and I'm coming out, and I see him on the phone, and he's just fidgeting around with a camera, and he'll tell a story. It's just like a camera he just bought. He had just bought it, but looking at him, I called him and I said, "Excuse me, sir, are you a photographer?" And he laughs, and he says, "No, why do you ask?" And we just get into this great conversation, and from then, Lenny has helped me produce at least three of my own shows through Darlene's Utopia.
Wow.
I've been, yes, a guest on the Alarm Show. He's a part of Utopia Network's mentorship program. We have had a phenomenal networking experience, as well as, again, being dear friends. I consider him now to be a friend. I love him, his family. He's amazing, his wife, his friends. Lenny's just a great friend and, again, a great networking affiliate to have. So I'm glad that he'll be returning. Family, you can come out and check out Lenny Moore of The Alarm Show. He does a great job. Now, will you have his other friend as well? Is he coming back from the West Side?
No, you're talking about Twizzle.
Yes, is Twizzle returning?
Yes. No, not this year. Not this year. We're trying to get him back for our 10th year is what our plan is. Because he's over in Texas now. So, yeah, he's doing his thing. He's been participating in the Juneteenth out there. So it's kind of hard to pull him apart from that.
Now, he's in Texas. I thought he was in Cali. He's in Texas now?
Yes, he's in Texas.
Okay, all right. So congratulations to him and all his endeavors, because he's doing great things where he's at, and we want to wish him further success. Now, we're going to go out on what we call the song of the show. That is an opportunity for our spotlight guest, which is you, to provide us with the song that motivates them and just give us a brief description of why. And our producer will take us out on that show.
I would say my favorite song, has to do with Mary. Would have to do with Mary Mary. My favorite group artistry. They really have been instrumental in my life even since college. So with Shackles, that was the first one. The one that I listen to the most and really gets me going and gets me through my days would be Go Get It.
By Mary Mary. That is an awesome selection. Family, Go Get It by Mary Mary. Listen to the words. Prepare yourself. You have 2 days to get it in for this week. If you're like me and maybe like Athena, we're taking out 6-7 days a week. It's not about Friday rest time. We're going super hard thereafter. So regardless of what the rest of your work week is, prepare yourself to go get it. We'll be back after this break.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with Darlene A. Anderson, and I am here with Ms. Afenia Rotten, Executive Director of Umoja Event Planning. Afenia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
My pleasure. I'm excited as well. And we're right around the corner. We have less than a month for the event, and that event, family, will be Juneteenth. That takes place in East New York, Brooklyn, every year, Saturday, Father's Day weekend. And let's give them that exact date again. My apologies. Is that June 16th or the June 15th? Which day is that exactly?
June 18th, and we start at 11 a.m., and we go until 6 p.m.
June 18th, family. And, you know, I'm just like a woman, because men always say, when you talk about Father's Day, you don't remember the date that it is. You don't remember the day it is. You get the gift at the last minute, but you ask me anything about Mother's Day, I'm going in. So I'm sorry.
Exactly.
With acknowledgement to our fathers out there, we cannot forget our fathers that are doing an awesome job. And not just fathers that are within great households with moms, but really single dads and dads that just get up every day and make it happen without a mother being present, and also those that are providing mentorship to fatherless children. We have to acknowledge them as well. So this is a great opportunity to come out and celebrate those men. And again, family, that's June 18th. That's a Saturday in East New York, Brooklyn at George Gershwin, which is on Linden Boulevard between Vermont and Van Sicklin. All right? That's George Gershwin, IS 166. Okay.
And I'm glad you even mentioned that about the fathers, because there's a component during our showpiece that we will be highlighting a father and actually giving them an award for all the great work that they've been doing in the community. And you can find out all of that information on the website, and that's Juneteenth, JUNETEENTH.NYC.com. So that's JuneteenthNYC.com, and you can nominate a father that you think is doing, like you said, a phenomenal job in their family, in their community, mentoring others. Or they might not even be a father yet, but they've just taken the time to be in someone's life and to be a father figure to them.
Well said, and very important to mention. Thank you so very much. Now, we've been speaking a lot about the company and the event. We want to give you all information to ensure that you're coming out, you're involved, and then thereafter you're spreading the word. But there's enough time for you not just to talk about it after it's done, but to prepare. You can play a part in the success of this event from where you're at by sharing the Facebook page, by nominating somebody, by signing up as a vendor, and or inviting people to come as guests. So let's talk about that a little bit. Afenia, can you walk us through the process of becoming a vendor for the event?
Sure. So right now we have about 20 slots open for vendors out of our 100. So we're very excited that a month away that we are really close to meeting our numbers. So we have some limited spaces. Our vendors now, they vary from small business owners to some large sponsors like Staples and New York Health and Affinity Health that are part of our vendor log. So in order to be a vendor at this point, if you log on to our website, JuneteenthNYC.com, and if you inbox me, there's a place that says contact us and let me know what kind of business you are looking to offer. I'll check our database to make sure that we don't have anyone else that is already offering that service, and then I will be able to send you the link, our Eventbrite link, so that you can make your payment.
Beautiful. And again, if you can get involved, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are on the executive team of a nonprofit establishment, this will be a great opportunity for you to come out and display your products and or services to the community. We have, and I had a prior conversation with you, and you told me that there were around 3,000 people that have registered to attend just as guests, correct?
Correct. To date, we have a little over 3,000 people who have RSVP'd through our website. There's another link for those to attend. It just asks us, asks you a couple of questions about who you are and who you're looking to bring with you to the event. This helps us to continue to further this event in the community because it helps us to get sponsors that can in turn give you more great things that you can go home with. A lot of our sponsors come out. In the past, we've had sponsors give TVs as raffles, give radios, and in the coming years, we're working with some very nice and generous people that we might even have a car to be able to raffle off in the next year or so. But that was all because of the amount of people that come out to the event and because of the interest and because of those specifically who register online, because it allows us to show real numbers of people who are interested in this type of event in the community.
So you hear that? Anybody can just walk in. But if you're walking in, if you're like me, and I don't know, I'm thinking maybe you're like this also. When I go someplace, I already think in my mind, I'm going to network, I'm going to sell this amount of products, I'm going to give this back. I'm always going someplace with purpose. So if your purpose is to come out and win something, you need to register. Register. If you need that TV, you stay, you write it down, you put it away someplace. I'm coming out to get a TV, to get a free something, to get a gift, a card. But in order to get your free, you need to register. So again, giving it back to the law of attraction, what you want will come to you, but you have to put in the work yourself to make it happen. So family, register. And again, just referencing my organization, Utopia Network, Inc., we will be out as a networking affiliate within the East New York community, but I myself, Darlene and Anderson, will be out with books in hand, ready to talk about, not without a fight, 10 ways to win, but it appears as if you already lost, and we will be raffling off books also. So please let us know how we can make that happen, and we'll be donating books to the event. Okay?
Awesome. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
It's all about empowering others, and that's exactly what the book is about. So it would be my pleasure. Okay, so we've covered vendors, we've covered guests. I want to just swing back around to really talk about Umoja events and to let the listeners know where they can get more information. Also, too, because you mentioned it earlier, but I just want to put emphasis to it, that this is a family-based company. And family is so important. We're all watching Empire, although I don't. I really don't have the time to watch it, but I am not knocking others that watch it. One of the biggest things about Empire, the good, bad, and indifferent, is at the end of the day, it is about family. And people that are watching it, if you're missing that point, it really is a service. It's about family. And I would love to just really hit on that and congratulate your family in that, because you're providing a great community as a cohesive, united front.
Very true. Sure. So my husband, as I explained before, so we have our event planning business. We started out primarily our goal with corporate businesses. So we reach out to corporate businesses. We've done things with Home Depot. We've done things with Staples. With the now our current borough president, Eric Adams, we've done his birthday party, things of that nature. We organize, we plan, and we have resources. So part of our resources directly is our DJ services. My husband, DJ Basic, and I said DJBASIQ.com, is one of our biggest supporters and our biggest partners. So he plays all edited music. And he also plays across genres, including Christian music, gospel, reggae, soca, hip-hop, old school. So if you like to make sure you have fun and you don't have to cringe at the sound of one of those curse words, if they like me, we are definitely one of those people that you want to reach out to. We're also very well insured throughout our entire business. And licensed from New York City, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Beautiful. And that is important to know. Family making a difference, doing a thing, and they're doing it right. We establish these businesses oftentimes, and they're not, the foundation of them are not right from the bottom up. And you mentioned insurance. That's extremely important. So when you're thinking about, and this is to our listeners, having an event planner to come out and really make your event pop and stick out and make it a lasting impression. Think about someone who is licensed and has everything so they can come in and make it the best event ever. And I want to give acknowledgement before we end this call to East New York Restoration. I know that you also do the East New York Walk, correct? You did it last year and the year before. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. Yes. We're looking to be back out for 2016 doing the 5K Run Walk, as well as helping along with the Jazz Festival that is the end of August, I think August 27th. And then we also have movie night every Monday in August that we are a big part of.
Beautiful. So again, another event for people that are within the East New York community to take advantage of. And if you're not in the East New York community, still, it's a great opportunity for you to come out, learn about East New York. I had Ms. Perkins, the executive director of East New York Restoration, on the call a few months back, and she gave a great lesson. It was like a history lesson for our listeners about the history of East New York. So you're not just coming out and networking. You're really coming out and learning about a landmark community that is on the rise in New York City overall, what we're about, the riches of it, and how the community leaders are really making a difference, inclusive of UMOJA event planning. I want to take this time to thank you for your time and coming out on the show and sharing a little bit about your services and upcoming events. We've pretty much given the people everything. They can reach you at umojaevents.com, correct?
Correct.
Beautiful. And you can register for the event as a vendor where you can contact UMOJA Events to find out if you can still register as a vendor, because as she said, and that's important, they want to make sure that they're not providing the same service from a multitude of vendors. So contact UMOJA Events via their website and they'll let you know if you can still follow up and be a vendor. But guests can go to Eventbrite and you can register on Eventbrite as a guest. And remember, we spoke about it, that's when you register. So if you win something, you have to be registered to retrieve it. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we need for you to register online. And we've pretty much given everything. Shout out to your husband, DJ Basic. That's a beautiful thing. I'm sitting here all smiles because you often hear great minds come together. But when we're thinking of great minds, family, you are thinking about that for your mate just the same. You are supposed to come 100 and link with that 100 to make 200. And then when you have your kids, that's a plus. 200 plus, and you also mentioned you have a baby on the way, so congratulations in advance, and may God continue to bless you and your family.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this. This is great and awesome, and I continue to wish you and your business and the radio show much success and much health in the future.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll see you at Juneteenth. Family, don't go. We'll be right back after this small break for more great conversation on the Power Zone with DU.
Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with Darlene A. Anderson. I hope you all enjoyed that prior segment with Miss Athena Rotney of UMOJA Event Planning Services. That, for myself, was great. I really had a great time with her. Remember, family, to lock the date for June 18th. We want you to come out and have a great time. Log on to UMOJA Event For more information, that's umojaevents.com. There you will find out all of the latest happenings about the company itself and the upcoming event, Juneteenth in East New York, Brooklyn, on June 18th. Now, this segment is new for us, and we are just jumping around with excitement about it. We've had various authors on the show in the past, but what we decided to do on a weekly basis is bring you a new author every week. Yes, we are bringing you more family. If Oprah has a book club, the Power Zone can have a book club as well. So we've been in conversations with some of New York City and beyond, some really great authors that we think the material that they have taken their time, because it's not easy to write a book. As an author, I will say writing a book is not easy. Rather, it's a book based on your personal experiences, or you are providing resources for someone to help them professionally or personally, and that's through research. It is a lot to write a book, so we want to in advance congratulate all of our upcoming authors to the show on their accomplishments, but we want to ensure that we're bringing you information to help you personally and professionally advance, and this show is the launch of our author's spotlight. So this evening, we had a very impressive, phenomenal individual that I'm going to speak to and then have him come on the show, and we're going to dive right into his book. And I am speaking of no other than author, renowned author, Michael Dixon. Michael Dixon has always had a passion and devotion for words. The biggest devotion is to his beautiful children who keep him grounded when things are tough. He has inspired the hearts and minds of many with his words as he continuously reaches out to all with his work at the African Poetry Theater. In addition to working on his short film, Little Girl Too Fast, which has been featured at film festivals, his goal is to be able to make a difference in the youth around him, no matter how small. Michael currently resides in New York, where he teaches others with his words of attentiveness to the ways of the world around him. I must say, family, and I'm not, if you know me personally, I really don't jump to things that I hear right away. It takes time for me to research. If you're going to tell me about someone, I need to research them myself, really to see what they're like. I need to Google you on Facebook. I need to have conversations with you. It's an honor for me to have Michael on the show. It took me very little time to say, you know what, I want to have him on the show. A colleague of mine said, I met an individual. He's awesome. I'm going to give you the book tomorrow. I want you to read it, and I want him on the show. And I was like, oh, give me the book. And I read the book. It's a great read. And within minutes into the first couple of pages, I said, I needed the author of The Dark Cloud Over a Lonely Child. I'm going to say it again. The Dark Cloud Over a Lonely Child on the show. So without further ado, I introduce to you, Power Zone listeners, Mr. Michael Dixon. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. So it's so much that we can dive into. And as I was doing the outline, I said, I want to make sure I'm giving the listeners the very best of the best. And you are definitely one of them. You're very much welcome. Let's talk about who Michael Dixon is. This is an awesome bio of you. It's a great picture, too. Family, I need you to log on and check out the picture and the book. Let's talk about who Michael Dixon is. Who are you, Michael?
Well, I am a father first. I'm a poet. I'm an author. I'm still a director. I've made my own film. I do manuscripts. I do monologues. So I'm a person of art, a lot of forms of it, and I enjoy doing what I do.
Let's talk about where you're from. Tell us a little bit about your history, if you will.
I was born in South Jamaica, Queens, and I grew up in Queens from the age of, I would say, 11. Then after 11, I moved to Brooklyn. I've been in and out of Brooklyn.
Beautiful. So we'll give you a pass, Michael. Generally, I say when you're on the show, being a Brooklynite myself, born and raised, that if your birth certificate doesn't say King, it's not the King. You don't get to sit at the round table with all the Brooklynites. But we will put you at the round table because you have made great strides and successes in East New York, in Brooklyn, so to speak. Because you've done work in East New York, but you actually do work around Brooklyn as a whole. So we'll acknowledge that. We'll allow you to seat at the table, Michael.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk about the book. This book it's a great read. It speaks to a lot of things that I'm sure people can relate to personally. It's a collection of various poetry, different, I guess, essay forms, because it varies. But what I will say is there are pieces of me. You said that you're a person of parts. There are parts of me in each selection that I read. Either I could relate to it or I knew someone who could relate to it. So I want to speak to The Dark Cloud Over a Lonely Child. What was the origin of this book?
Well, I was inspired by a lot of stuff that went in my life. As you see in the book, it describes love, life, inspiration, and my own personal experiences of life. So majority of the book is based on what I've seen in the world, what I've been through, my experiences, other people's experiences, how they felt. So I was empathetic to the world around me, and I decided to be creative and come up with a book that a lot of people could relate to. And that was my main focus and goal.
Thank you. Now, you often hear, I'll use myself for an example, as an author, there was a trial period in my life. There was a period that I had to go through in order for me to complete this book. And I said on the show in the past that some people can just start to write and things just come out, whereas other people have to feel it. They have to have gone through an experience in order to complete that piece. I went through a lot of personal and professional development to get to the point where I said, okay, I'm ready to now do this book. Did you go through things in your own personal life that catapulted you to this book?
Yes, I went through a lot. A lot of it is actually described in the book. Like if you were to go in the chapter of my life, you would see a lot of stuff that I've been through that I tell in the book itself. But yeah, definitely as an author, sometimes we do go through a lot in order for that creativity to come into life. And then I would say, to me, it came pretty fast because the amount of stuff that I went through. But at the same time, it made the book a little bit easier once I can put myself into somebody else's situation and create something from that as well.
Thank you for sharing that. So it's like your trials and tribulations, family on the call tonight, can really be utilized to help yourself, because it's therapeutic when you're able to write your past down on paper to get it out. And that's rather you're writing a book or journaling, doodling, little things, little notes that you take. Writing it in itself is therapeutic. But the other part of it is, as they say in the church, your testimony is someone else's breakthrough. Your story can be utilized to help someone else get out of whatever it is they're going through, or to understand that everyone in the world at one point or another will go through similar, if not the same, circumstances. So thank you for sharing that. I want to read a segment from the book that stuck out for me. I read this and I smiled. I'm going to read it and then I'm going to ask you to please share the thoughts behind this piece. And this is Dreamt to Escape Out of the Dark Cloud Over a Lonely Child by Mr. Michael Dixon. One night I dreamt of seeing the world. I see myself looking over the seas, flying as a bird. Soaring through the wind, I seen islands and people that love each other. I seen the herds of wild animals and how they survived, but they protected their kin. I'd seen water of blue skies along with ships that sailed across the ocean. As I flew in the sky, I'd seen many other birds flying along with me. The only explanation I thought of while soaring through the wind is that many other people were having the same dream.
This one right here, this just came to me. Because when I looked at the world and the people in it, and meaning that we're all going through pretty much the same thing, a lot of people do feel that they want to just get away. You know, and especially the world that we're living in now, it's, you know, a little, we know about the news and the chaotic actions that happen. So we tend to think about wanting to escape. And that's what I wanted to put down in the book, because I feel like a lot of people can relate to me in that situation. So I feel like this is one of my best poems as well.
Yes, it definitely was. I really enjoyed reading this piece, and it does get that to, we all strive for the same thing at the end of the day. Peace of mind, escaping, contentment. These are things that we think it's just us, but it really isn't. It is the masses that really strive for the same thing. And you see that too, and just reversing it as a New Yorker, I hustle and grind. At the end of the day, we're trying to achieve, whether it's through money, whether it's through home ownership, vacation, even getting back. When you look at your commute in the evening, nighttime commute between the hours of maybe 4 and 7 is rougher than in the morning. The reason for me, and the reason I see people, whether you're going into the city or you're within the metro area, you're rushing to get back home to your sanctuary. You're rushing to just get in and close the door and be away from everything of the day, all of that busyness of the day. Once you close your door, it's a wrap. And I sit back and I'm like, wow, everybody has the same thought in mind, just get back home to their private corners. So I read this and I really, really smiled, because we all want to escape within a situation where we can't. Can you share another selection with us, just talking to it and why it motivated you to write it? We don't necessarily have to read it, but we definitely want to know what inspires Michael. What's one of your favorite selections?
Okay, my favorite, one of my favorites that I really do like is The Day You Were Born. And it's pretty much dedicated to my daughters.
Beautiful.
Yes. The day you were born. I will never forget the day you were born. I gently rocked you back and forth as I sung you a song. You slightly opened your eyes after I kissed your nose. You smiled as I wiggled your toes. I thought to myself, my beautiful baby girl, you made me a better man once you came into the world. I was so happy and excited, I held you all night. I gazed in your eyes and couldn't take you out of my sight. I placed my finger in the center of your palm, the moment the doctor laid you in my arms. Therefore, no matter how big you are, how old I get, to whom you date, or who get married with, I'll remember you from the moment the doctor laid you in my arms. I placed my finger in the center of your palm. I gazed in your eyes and couldn't take you out of my sight. I was so happy and excited, I held you all night. I thought to myself, my beautiful baby girl, you made me a better man once you came into this world. You smiled as I wiggled your toes. You slightly opened your eyes after I kissed your nose. I gently rocked you back and forth as I sung you a song. I will never forget the day you were born.
Thank you for sharing. How old are your daughters presently?
My oldest is 12. My youngest is 10.
Being the mom of a 19-year-old, there's nothing like that day. That day, there are certain things, you know, some people will say, I remember every day of the parenthood. I don't. I'm not even going to lie. So many different situations and days and milestones. But that day, graduation, first day, school day, there are certain days that stick out for you. And birth is definitely one of them, as a mom just sitting there and them bringing her in and just looking in her eyes and committing myself, because it's a commitment. It's a commitment that you make as a parent, a mother, and a father when your child is born and you look at them, that you will, for the rest of the days of your life, as long as you're able to, God spare life between children and parents, you will do the best that you can in their name. So that's beautiful, and thank you for sharing that. That's just one of many great personal experiences that you put into this book. I want to speak to Little Girl Too Fast. You have this short film as well as an upcoming film, correct?
Yes, I'm working on another film called, it doesn't have a title yet, but it's Preventing Bullying.
Which is extremely important in the United States overall. October is National Bullying Month, to my understanding, because I actually have done some work with St. John's University, and I believe it is October. Family, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I'm almost sure October is National Bullying Month. And it's so much to the point. It's cyberbullying, it's school bullying, it's just so many different forms of bullying that we as a nation definitely have to get better in. And it's not just children, it's parents actually bullying children that are going through confrontation with their children. So bullying is a big thing. Can we speak to this film as well as the one that you presently have? Let's talk about the one on bullying for a little bit. What's the premise behind it?
Well, the one on bullying is basically describing how one kid was into his schoolwork, into his relationships, his life, and into himself. He played basketball, and what happened was, you know, ran into a couple of guys that wanted to bully him, and he decided that he wanted to take it into his own hands instead of telling somebody about it, and he wound up getting into a situation he wasn't ready for. So I want to give too much away because it's still in effect, but definitely it's going to be a good story.
I like it. I look forward to it. Just based on what you've said, parents, if you're listening, it's imperative that you don't push your children away when they come to you. And parents usually do not, but what we do often do, and I'm guilty for this, is we give resolutions based on what we think will work and would work for us. One thing that we cannot continue to say anymore is to ignore it. You cannot tell your child to just ignore it. If somebody jumps off a bridge, would you jump too? Every time somebody bothers you, you know, you don't have to respond to different things. You only respond to what you're called. There are so many different things that we have carried from our parents and their parents as it relates to bullying. But you have to take the time and listen and help them come to their own conclusions. And then follow up when you have to at the schools or the communities. Because when you don't get involved, that is where the problem starts. And I'm looking forward to learning more about this movie because bullying is big within our nation. So thank you for that. Little Girl Too Fast, let's talk about that because that is actively being seen presently throughout the U.S., correct?
Yes, it's being seen in on certain pages on YouTube, Facebook. I have been showing it in schools, community centers. I've used it for facilitation purposes. And basically, it's about a teen girl, 17 years old, growing too fast, and it shows also the causes and effects of what took place in that situation, how it made her feel, how it affected her life, her mother's life. It showed what she didn't do as a teenage girl coming up as far as being more responsible. And it pretty much showed how she was affected by it.
What do you want you, because in listening to you, this is something that's shown to a population that are more geared towards adolescents, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What is the message that you want our young people to walk away from after they see this film?
I want them to learn a lesson of be more careful, be more responsible, and listen to their inner intuition and not so much to their heart of thinking that they're in love at an early age, and they don't understand the true value of it because it can put them in a situation they're not ready for. And after watching the film, they have, a lot of them have experienced a situation like that, and they were, like, really, really touched by the move, touched by the film, and to the point where they would tell their friends about it. And it would help them out as far as having them second-guess their decision or their actions. So So that's what I like to portray every time an adolescent is viewing the film.
Thank you for sharing that. Where can they find you at, Michael?
They can find me on Facebook, Michael Dixon, a.k.a. Silence. Also, they can find me at my website, michaeldixon.takeauthor.com.
Thank you for sharing. Listeners, if you're interested in Mr. Dixon coming out to your school, your community, your church, your place of business, where you're helping to empower that population of youth, and that is, what is your age range? Because it sounds like you're around maybe, what, 13 to 21, 24 of servicing?
Yes, 13, yes, exactly, around 13 and 20, yeah, around 22, 23.
Awesome. So if you're providing services for that demographic, Michael Dixon, a.k.a. Silence, is the individual that you should consider bringing to your establishment so he can definitely help to empower your target audience. Michael, it has been a pleasure to have you on the call. Family, again, we're speaking to Mr. Michael Dixon of The Dark Cloud Over a Lonely Child. He's an phenomenal, renowned author throughout New York City and beyond, and I encourage you to learn more about Michael and purchase your own copy. I have my copy. I carry it around. I'm taking notes. In servicing the same audience, it's important that we use various resources to inspire our youth, because this has children sometimes become immune to the sound of their parents. You want to pull from different resources, because at the end of the day, it's the message, it's not the messenger. So this is a great message that I'm sure a lot of us can relate to and that we try to deliver. Please consider bringing Michael to your respective establishment to deliver this message. And if you want more information, please log on to Michael Dixon. Author, that's Michael Dixon, T-A-T-E, author.com. Then you will learn more about the author as well as how you may purchase your own copy of The Dark Cloud Over a Lonely Child and check out his latest happenings. It has been a pleasure having you on the show, Michael. I'm looking forward to meeting you. You're more than welcome. Usually people that are on my show, I have met them in the past. I'm delighted that I haven't met you as of yet. I have something to look forward to in the future. And hopefully we can collaborate on other projects to empower our youth.
That's right. Thank you. I'm all for that. I have a history of it. And trust me, I really enjoy doing that for the team.
Thank you, sir. Family, we're going to go out on a small break, and when we return, we are going to have our next guest that is going to speak to entrepreneurship. This is another great segment of the Power Zone with DU that we are bringing to you to help you professionally advance. We'll be right back. Grab your pen and paper, because this segment is going to be the one that's going to help you reach your highest level of potential. We'll be right back, family, after this small break.
Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Good evening, family. You have returned to the Power Zone with DU, with your host, Darlene A. Anderson. And as I said when we went out on our prior segment, I have something spectacular for you all on this evening. Now, you know that we've incorporated the author spotlight. You all enjoyed Michael Dixon on the prior segment. Please check him out Michael Dixon. Now we have the Entrepreneur Spotlight, and this segment is dedicated to all of our entrepreneurs on the show that are interested in seeking guidance and helping them elevate to their highest level of potential and really close out 2016 in a mighty way. So I had to dig deep into the crates, but it didn't take much because the individual that we have on the show this evening is also a Brooklynite and someone that I am excited about. I've done a number of projects with some of the individuals in which he's affiliated with throughout East New York, Brooklyn. Yes, I said East New York, Brooklyn. He is originally from East New York, Brooklyn, and working within the community as well. Without further ado, I introduce to you all Mr. Josh Foster. Welcome to the call, Josh.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thanks for having me on your show today. Really excited about sharing some of the stuff that I'm doing in East New York, Brooklyn.
And we are excited to have you. Now, I know who you are, but I want to speak to who you are in its entirety for our listeners. So let's just go back to the beginning and let everyone know what exactly you do as an entrepreneur. So you have a number of things going on, but I love the way it's all intertwined in one. So that's the Beef Shop. You own a barbershop in East New York, correct?
Yes, that's correct. For the past 13 years of barbershop in East York, Brooklyn section.
Beautiful. And you've recently incorporated a beauty salon within that barbershop.
Yes. Probably the last 6 months I've been able to establish a beauty salon now where women can come and also have their hair done and get some facials and those type of things done.
Oh, a one-stop shop. I like that. I like it. And with Barbershop just coming out, Barbershop 3 just coming out, and them showing that whole cohesiveness between men and women, it's a beautiful thing. And I remember back in the days, you could not go to a beauty parlor and a barbershop within the same location because women did not want to see men as they got their hair done. But the times are changing, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Becoming more comfortable now where women and men can, you know, be together in one location and, you know, converse and have stuff done without, you know, interfering with each other. So it's very common now to have a man and a woman in one space getting their hair done. So, yeah.
Understood and agree. That is where great conversation begins. And then they take those things and they go into their respective homes. And they actually utilize some of the discussions, some of the techniques that are discussed in beauty parlors and barbershops. I love that. We talk about that in my conversation series a lot. So shout out to everyone that's going to be in a barbershop and a beauty salon this coming weekend. Now, you also have a skate shop. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've also been able to utilize the space to bring a skate shop, something that kids have been doing for some time in the area. In particular, East New York, I've seen a lot of kids being able to skateboard. So, you know, the person that I am, I just wanted to get involved with something that's not very common in the neighborhood and give the kids a outlet to do that. So I created a skateboard shop in the shop itself also.
That is awesome, especially in this day and age when most of the activities that our young people are doing of that of technology, using their fingers and using their minds, they're just sitting down and they're doing the games or they're on their devices, on Facebook, chatting up, but to really get out and partake in a physical activity, that's awesome. So kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
Can you please give us the names of your establishment? Listeners, there is the B Shop, correct? That's the barbershop.
Right. We have the B Shop LLC. As I said, it's three businesses in one. So the addresses are all the same. So I have the B Shop LLC. That's the barbershop and the beauty salon.
Yes.
And I also have Lord Barker Skate Shop. So that actually is in the location also, same address, 533 Sutter Avenue. That's in Brooklyn, New York, 11207.
Great. Now, I love that you said, can you tell me the name again of the skate shop?
Well, the name is very special to me. It's called Lord Barker Skate Shop. The meaning of it, I try to emphasize that we come from kings and queens. So I want to emphasize something that said that we are, you know, the lord of what we are, and we can dictate who we want to be. Our kids seem to sometimes feel we have limitations on what we can be and who we can be. So I wanted us to know that we can actually direct those things. Also, I am very much a spiritual person. So, you know, I believe the Lord is a director of my life. So, you know, I want to depict some things that reflected what I believed in. Also, my name, Barker, is very special to me.
Yes.
I want to carry on a legacy of, you know, my father and people in my generation. So I took Barker as another way to emphasize Lord Barker. So that's kind of what the concept was when I came up with it.
Thank you for sharing. That's phenomenal. I'm glad that you touched on family within that, because many entrepreneurs come from households, parents that themselves have been entrepreneurs. And I'll say that one more time. Many entrepreneurs come from households where their parents have been entrepreneurs. Can you share your history with us to let the listeners know exactly what sparked that entrepreneurship, whether it's your childhood or something that happened later on?
I think, honestly, most entrepreneurs, they have that within them. Entrepreneurship is something that's, you know, built in you, I believe. A lot of people, regular people, they're scared to really get outside of that realm to be their own boss and be an entrepreneur. So, you know, in my knowledge of becoming an entrepreneur, I understand that we are very much special people, because a lot of entrepreneurs aren't understood of why they want to do or, you know, go after a dream. So, you know, once in a while I do run into people whose parents or somebody in their family has been an entrepreneur.
Yes.
But to my better understanding, a lot of things dealing with an entrepreneur is something that's in you that you bring out, and you're not scared to bring that out. You know, my parents were more of a 9-to-5 type.
Yes.
And they didn't understand basically why I wanted to do certain things. I just had a desire and drive to do certain things for myself. So I kind of try to implement those things into my children to make them understand that being an entrepreneur is something that is a blessing. And if you have a desire within you, you follow that desire and you push that desire to you know, make things that you want to do. So, you know, it's not for everybody, as I should say.
Definitely. Yeah. Well said. Now, I find, because you have children, I have children, I have a 19-year-old, and what I'm finding is that, and they've done research on this actually, sometimes when you're born into a household where there is a parent, it could be siblings that are entrepreneurs, either you'll be for it or you might be against it. My daughter is interesting because although she's come out with me for years to various events, there's a little bit of resistance, but it's so innate in her that although she's resisting it, the urge is still there, and I see it, i.e. her going, majoring in psychology and doing business classes and even retail, but before it was, you know what, I'm never going to have my own business. Now she's going into psychology as it relates to relationships in business. So do you see that in your own children?
I have two sons. One of them, he doesn't really believe in entrepreneurship. He wants to be a police officer. So, you know, I don't deter him from what he wants to be. My youngest one, he's very much into entrepreneurship. He sops up what I say like a sponge.
Yes.
He's very much interested in taking on things that I do now as a part of what he wants to continue. So I understand that our kids, no matter how much we expose them to, it's up to them to want to be those things within themselves. So you know, as
definitely,
I push them both in different ways in what they want to do. I don't force them, but, you know, I expose them to as much things as I can to make them understand that doing certain things will help them to further what they want to do. So, you know.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, I want to ask you, because being an entrepreneur is a sacrifice, what can you say is maybe one of the most memorable sacrifices that you've made to get to where you are today?
Well, I probably would say that, you know, a lot of times you have to take personal to make sacrifice for your business. And as I said, a lot of people won't understand it. You know, having a business is not all about making money sometimes. It's about just pursuing a dream. And people may not understand that. So, you know, in saying that, you do lose out on certain things personally, like time. You lose time with certain people. If they don't understand the time you're putting into your business, it may affect your relationship with them. So, you know, that's a sacrifice that you have to make. And, you know, somebody you're involved with, you know, they have to understand that.
Correct.
Yeah, and it does affect your personal life. It definitely does. So.
100%. And your time. I'm up at, I'm in the bed at maybe 12 o'clock, midnight, and then I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 2. And then I'm up until literally 12 midnight the next day. And that's just that's the sacrifice that you have to make. People just see the end result, but it's a lot of struggle. So thank you for bringing that up, that there is great struggle. Time is a big one.
All right, so to add to that, I would just want to say that, you know, people must understand that being an entrepreneur, no matter what it is, you have to make some kind of sacrifice. And for them to understand that it's more than just having a business, you know, and the fact that you're not working a regular 9-to-5 is in itself showing that you're making some kind of sacrifice for what you're trying to do and what you love. So that's the point I just want to make.
Thank you. Beautifully said. Which brings me to the fact that you do have a 9-to-5. You do work within the corporate sector. As well as myself, I work as an independent contractor, 9-to-5, within the corporate sector. And it is a constant grind to do that and then also do what you do and manage a business, in your case, 3 businesses. It's a lot. So just to acknowledge that you are the Senior Director of Small Business Development out of East New York Restoration, LDC, correct? In East New York, Brooklyn. Yes, and congratulations.
Thank you. I will add to this, though. I don't feel like I have a 9-to-5 job with my day job. Being the small business director here, I have the opportunity to help people in my community with their businesses and also help them to expand and get the much-needed resources that they don't have and they don't usually get. East New York period has been neglected for some time now. And I'm able to bring information that maybe downtown Brooklyn gets and other parts of Brooklyn gets that we never had. So, you know, within the few years that I've been here, I've been really able to get a lot of information to our people who don't usually get that information. So, you know, I don't take this as a job. It's just, I really tell people I really don't work because everything I do, I love.
Yes. I call James Peterson out of Man Up on Van Sicklin Avenue in East New York. He's executive director over there, listeners. I call him the governor of East New York. You're like the mayor, because whenever I see you, you're 100% right. It's not a feeling of a 9-to-5. You're doing what you love. You're always on the move. And I love the fact that you're bringing great information to the community. He's hosting seminars on financial management, home ownership, budgeting for nonprofits. they do a great deal of service to the community, and that in itself is like just hand claps. So you're 100% correct. It's not like work. It's what you love. It's an extension of your passion.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Good. So we know you're busy. We wanted to ask you if you could share with tomorrow's entrepreneur tips to consider today, things to consider today. What would be one of the most significant nuggets that you can provide to tomorrow's entrepreneur?
Oh, definitely knowing your target market, researching what you want to do, having a definite plan. You know, I speak to people all the time. They just have these ideas and there's no plan for it. Also, you know, there's things that you must do. Pay taxes. There's just a lot of things that our people are not doing properly. And, you know, the city officials and government agencies, they will not hear that I just didn't know. So I try to educate people as much as I can on what they have to do, because you're responsible for those things. You know, I like to emphasize that, you know, they don't care about what you don't know. So take it upon yourself to find out and get information. And as I said, those are things that we try to do here at my organization, is try to really bring the information that's needed for them to succeed. So, you know, and continue to learn about the business that you're in, because everything changes. You know, that's another issue we're having. A lot of people are kind of like outdated in the industry that they're in. And then they're just like, oh, I don't know what to do because this is happening. You have to keep up with the time of what your business is. So that's something I really emphasize.
Thank you. That is great advice. Listeners, I hope that you have taken notes and you are planning to incorporate this into your respective business. It doesn't matter if your business is a non-profit, for-profit, if you're partnering with someone, if you don't have anything at all, it's like literally 3 to 5 years from now, there are some things that you can implement that has been shared today to ensure that your business is the best that it can be. Josh, I want to thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Really do. If anybody would like to get in contact with me, actually email me. My email address is jbarker, J-B-A-R-K-E-R, @enyrestoration.org. My office number is 718-676-5920. And, you know, darling, I would really like to thank you for having me on your show. Anytime you want me to be a guest, more than happy to be here.
Yes, we will definitely have you back. I'm considering having you here every quarter because this information needs to be on rotation. Thank you again. Listeners, if you are on your phone right now and you have not had an opportunity to log into your device, no worries. When you log into your devices, Josh's information will be there for you to click into. And please send your questions to him, find out his happenings, and support all of his endeavors as he's making change in the community. Josh, enjoy the rest of your evening. Family, until we meet again, make sure that you're safe and prosperous. Enjoy.
The content of The Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from The Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or The Power Zone with DU.